It's just a little bit down here, so do you mind coming over here? It's just more convenient. You can sit down and
yeah.
And I can ask you questions and all that, and then we'll go from there. What school do you go to? Okay. Are you a little bit nervous right now?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's very understandable.
Okay.
The big thing, though, is that, you know, our job as police officers, you know, when we come out here, is to interview people and just kind of find out what happened, what people saw, what people heard. And I know it's going to be kind of hard for you to talk since this is involving your dad and all that. But we'll go from there. My car's right over here. So you can have a seat in the front, okay? It'd probably be a little better. And let me move some junk out of the way, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, have a seat. I'm gonna keep the light on unless that bugs you. Huh? Because I'm gonna take some notes. Again, my name's Ian. I'm a detective. What's your the spelling of your first name? And let's how long have you been?
I think since I was like 5. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Over a few years?
Yeah.
Okay. And your home phone number? Cell phone?
Well, I had one that I lost it, but
uh-oh.
I'm in the process of getting a new
okay,
one.
So you don't have one right now?
Uh-uh.
Okay, and you said you go to... And what grade are you in?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you, you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one sister.
Okay, and what's her name? And how old? And any brothers?
No.
Just you and your sister?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your mom's name? And your dad's name?
Scott.
Okay. And both have the same last name? O-S-I-U-R? How do you say that?
Osler.
Osler? What have you done this summer? Just normal type stuff?
Yeah, I went to Texas for a dive camp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you like to dive?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're pretty much, you know, 13. You're not a little kid. You're able to formulate your own opinions about things and kind of tell me what you saw and what you heard and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure that the my job, it's really important that people tell me the truth and what they saw, and
yeah.
I just want to set some ground rules before we start talking. If at any time you don't remember something, or you're not sure, or you're not clear, that you tell me, okay?
Yeah.
But it's all right to say I don't know, or I don't remember, or I'm confused about that.
Okay.
That's all right. And again, I know this is pretty upsetting, and it's not, you know, normal to be talking with the police at night, especially about something involving your dad. And I don't mean to upset you or anything like that. And you know, we try to be, you know, fair and ask, but I may ask you some questions that might be upsetting, and I'm not doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to upset you or anything like that.
Okay.
Why don't we start off by we'll start at the beginning of the day, kind of just tell me what happened today, and we'll lead up to why I'm talking to you right now.
Okay. Well, my dad usually leaves for work, and he left at 4:30 this morning,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't see him at all until we got home, and my mom had called him, because he had said he was going to pick up dinner, and my mom called him, and he was at his friend's house, and he was going to bring home burritos, and so she just told him that it was 8 o'clock, and he needed to be home by now, and so he came home, and you could tell he was drunk, like, you can always tell when he's drunk, like, he has that attitude about him, it's different, and he always talks more freely, and like, we were sitting down at the table, and he kept on pointing out how my mom and he kept on pointing out how he worked 13 and a half hours today, and he was like, how many hours did you work today? And he usually does that when he's, like, mad at her and stuff, and says that she doesn't appreciate him. And then he tried to get me and my sister involved by asking us questions and stuff like that. And then they started arguing. And they don't argue a lot, but they do argue. And it's always happened. And so me and my sister just went in our room like we always do. Because that's what we do when they start arguing. And then he left. And he left for like, I think it was like 20 minutes. I'm not sure how long it was though. And he left. And then he came back and he started pounding on the window really hard. And I don't know what my mom said. It was either that she was going to call the police or she wouldn't give him the motorhome to take. And he threatened, he said he was going to beat the shit out of her. He threatened to do that. And then they started arguing and yelling really loud. And then I heard glass break, and I looked outside out of my door, and there's blood splattered all over the walls and stuff. I didn't see what happened there. I just heard it. And he was just calling her names, and she said that if, like, he left, that she wouldn't call the police. And so I was scared to call the police, but I called the police out anyways, just because I was really freaked out. And then I just called the police, and I heard sirens, and then I heard gunshots, and that's all, really. I didn't see anything besides him pounding on the window, and my mom yelling at him.
Okay. Now, again, when I ask you questions, I'm not trying to upset you. You know, you seem a little bit nervous right now. And my job is to get to the truth, and I can apologize if I upset you or ask questions that you think are they make you upset.
Okay.
But I'm gonna clear up a few things here. You just kind of went over a little bit of this, what happened during the day. You had commented that your dad came home with dinner, and you guys were eating?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in the house were you guys eating?
We were at the kitchen, the kitchen table.
Okay. Do you remember about what time that might have been?
Yeah, because he pointed out I know precisely, it was 7:59.
7:59? Yeah. So about 7:59 you were eating?
Yeah.
Okay, and then at some point you said your dad left again?
Yeah, they started screaming. And he left.
Okay.
And then he came back.
Okay. About how long do you think he was gone?
I think it was about 20 minutes.
Okay. Now when, did you look at any clocks or were you watching any type of programs on that?
Mm-mm. I was on the internet.
Okay. You indicated when your dad returned he was pounding on the windows?
Yeah.
Do you know what windows he was pounding on?
Yeah, like the living room windows. The big ones.
From the inside or from the outside?
Outside.
Why do you think he was doing that?
I think maybe my mom locked the door and wouldn't let him in. I think that that's what I assume.
Okay. And now, what do you recall your dad was saying around that time?
I just remember him screaming and yelling and calling for names and that if he didn't, because he wanted to take our motorhome, because my mom was telling him how he needs to get out of here, he needs to leave. And he was like, okay, I'll take the motorhome. And she's like, no, you can't take the motorhome. And she said, if he just leaves, I'm not going to call the police. And he says, if you call the police, I'm going to go after him. And
now, you heard your dad say that?
Yeah.
Where were you when you heard this?
I was in my room.
Okay, I guess I got a little ahead of myself. I kind of saw your house. Whereabouts is your room in the house?
It's, like, did you see where the glass was?
No, I didn't. I just saw the house.
It's in the back.
Okay, is it a two-story house?
Well, like, from the front, it looks like a one-story. But if you go in the backyard, it's a big slant.
Uh-huh.
And then it looks like a two-story.
Okay, so you were in the back of the house. Where were your mom and your dad at this time when you heard these comments?
I really don't know. It sounded like they were in the living room kitchen area.
Okay.
And then he could hear them walking and throwing glass and stuff. And then it sounded like they took it outside.
Okay.
That's what it sounded
like. And you remember your dad saying something like if your mom called the police, he would
go after him.
Okay. Did you see him at this time, or were you just hearing this?
I was just hearing it.
Okay. And I know you're probably not supposed to talk to, tell adults, or cuss in front of adults, but if you could, do you remember some of the things your dad was saying? I mean, you said he was cussing.
He was saying that she was a bitch, and that he was saying fuck, like he was like fuck this and fuck that, and just fuck everything, basically.
Okay. And now then at one point, you heard some glass break?
Yeah.
Do you know where that glass broke or what?
Yeah, I heard it was like my room. There's a hallway that goes like this in my room, and that's the hallway. And it was right at the end of the hallway, and there was glass everywhere and blood.
Okay. Did you see anybody? Did you see your dad or your mom or your sister at that time?
Not when it happened. I looked outside after it happened, and just to see what had happened, and I saw blood. And
okay. Whereabouts was the blood, if you could kind of describe it?
It was on the door. There's a closet right there, and it was on the closet door, and then it was just all over. It was on the closet
door. Now, as all this is going on, do you know about how much time has passed? I mean, you said your dad left and came back in about 20 minutes. Or do you recall about what time this was all happening?
I don't know what time it happened, but I just know it seemed like it felt like an hour and a half. That's what it felt like.
Okay, but you're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's good. Now, you saw the blood on the walls, and that was in the near the hallway?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened after you indicated that that your dad was still calling your mom names?
Yeah, that constantly.
Okay, and whereabouts were they when this was happening?
They were all over. They were, like, walking. And then, like, it would stop for 10 minutes. Like, I couldn't hear anything. And it would start up again, just screaming. Like, I could hear screaming. And then it would stop. And then it would start again.
Okay, so there were breaks in
breaks in the screaming. So I think they went outside. They went to different places.
Okay. That's what it sounded okay. Like. Do you think it stopped, or they were just out of the area where you couldn't hear them?
Probably out of the area.
Stopped. Okay. And then, did your dad ever leave again?
No.
Okay.
Well, not that I know of.
Okay. And then you said you phoned the police?
Yeah, because I had heard my mom saying that she wasn't going to call the police, and so I hesitated a little. Like, I started getting worried, like, if she was going to get mad at me for calling the police. But then I was scared for my own, security, and I was scared for my mom, and so I decided I needed to call the police.
Okay, so did you use the home phone, your house phone?
Well, I used the house phone to call because my aunt called when it was all was happening, and she heard me crying, and so she was asking me what happened, and I was explaining to her, and my dad got on the phone, because he heard that someone had called, and so I hung up the phone really fast, because I didn't want him to get mad, and then she kept on calling back, and so I'd explain, little tidbits until he'd pick up the phone, and then I'd hang up again. And so then I figured out I can't use that phone because he's going to keep on picking it up, And so I disconnected my phone from the internet and connected the home phone to my phone line so I could call without them knowing.
Okay, now did you call 911 or call your aunt?
I called 911.
Okay. Now, how would your dad be picking up the phone or being able to hear it? Would it be via the computer or?
Because he heard it ring when she called.
Oh, okay. Well, so where would he been when he heard that?
Probably in the kitchen.
Okay. So you'd have been back in the house probably?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's your aunt's name? Okay. And now, is she your dad's sister or your mom's? Your mom's sister? Okay. So, when you phoned 911, what did you say?
I just told him my dad's yelling and there's glass and there's blood.
Okay. And did they make you, or did you stay on the phone with them, or?
Yeah, I stayed on the phone until the police came in and got us. Because the police came inside.
Okay, you indicated earlier that you heard some sirens?
Yeah, I heard sirens and gunshots.
Okay, do you recall about how many gunshots you heard?
I heard three.
Three? Now, when you heard the gunshots, were you still talking to the police or the 911 operator?
It was before I was talking to the police. I think. I'm pretty sure it was before.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
If you're not sure, you're not sure. That's fine. That's why I set the ground rules. If you don't remember, you're not sure, make sure you let me know.
Yeah, I'm
not
sure.
Now, before you heard the gunshots, did you hear anything else outside or did you know where your mom was or where your dad was?
No, I had no clue where they were because like a couple minutes, more like 15 minutes before the gunshots, I had heard nothing. And so I started freaking out.
Okay. Now, you stayed in your room during this whole time?
Yeah.
And your sister was with you?
Well, my sister was with me, and when we found out we couldn't use my sister to, like, I said, here, go get your cell phone really fast. So she ran into a room to get her cell phone, and then while she was in our room, my dad broke the glass or whatever, and that's right in front of her room, and so she couldn't get out because of the glass, and so we were separated for a long time.
Okay, so you don't recall hearing any type of arguments or screams before the shots or anything like that?
No.
Okay, and then, what happened after that?
After the gunshot, I was just on the phone with the police and I heard nothing. Like, there was no screaming, no arguing, just, I heard the sirens and I heard no one. It was just me on the phone with the police.
Okay. And then what happened after that? Did a deputy come in, or how did you get outside, or how did you...
Well, because I wanted someone to be with me, because I was really scared, and so I was asking my aunt if she could come down into the house, but the policeman wouldn't let her. And so the police came in, but they had guns, and they were going to search the rest of the house first, so we had to wait in our room. And then the police came, and they got us out, and they took me to my mom.
Okay. And then you stayed with your mom until...
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Until, yeah.
Okay. Now, during this whole incident, did you see your dad holding anything, or what was he wearing?
He was wearing jeans, and I just remember this from dinner. He was wearing jeans and boots because he had just got off his bike, and he was wearing a shirt and his bright yellow vest from work because he was a cement truck driver, and then he had a leather jacket over it, well, a leather-like vest.
Okay. Now, when we first started talking, that you said he had come home, and that you had noticed that he was drunk. Can you kind of describe that, or how do you know that he was drunk?
Well, whenever he's drunk, he's like, he doesn't, I don't want to say like nice, but like, he's nice in a mean way. Like, he doesn't care what he says, and he just kind of like go with the flow, and you could tell he was drunk. And he would say things that you knew he really didn't mean. And then he was telling us how he had to stop by his friend's house to have a beer, and then we asked him why he was drinking, and he said he wasn't drinking, but he just told us he had a beer. So you can tell he was, like, totally confused and caught up in his own lies.
Now, I don't mean to upset you or anything like that, but does your dad drink a lot?
I wouldn't say a lot, but, like, when he does, it's bad.
Okay. I mean, if you had to guess how many times, like, in a month, in an average month, would you say that he drinks to the point where you say it's bad?
Probably, like, 2 times, but he drinks a lot. Like, not to the point where it's bad, but, like, a beer and that kind of thing.
Okay. Is there particular times when it's really, really bad, like days or weeks or...
Well, he lost his dad and his brother in, like, the course of 2 months. And so, like, he holds everything in, and then what, like, the littlest thing just sets him off and everything. No one's treating him nice, and he just goes off on everyone.
Okay. Does he usually drink at your house, or where does he drink?
He always denies that he's drinking, so we don't really know, but I think it's at the Hilltop Bar.
Okay.
Because my mom found him there once, like, when they fought really bad, because they had fought really bad a couple of years ago, and we went to a hotel, and he stayed in the motorhome for a little bit.
Okay. Now, you kind of indicated that your mom and dad have argued in the past.
Yeah.
What, again, I apologize for asking questions that are kind of prying and upsetting, but what would be things that they generally argue about?
He'd usually always start them, and they would be about how my mom doesn't appreciate him, like, for all the stuff he does, for working, because he works a lot, but that's, like, his own choice. Like, my mom doesn't make him do that kind of stuff, but... Like, he works a lot, and you'd say you don't care about how much I work and stuff like that. And, like, if my mom would say something to him, like a little comment, and it would make him mad. And then he would start saying stuff like just really weird, random things. Like, that came from nowhere.
Okay. The argument. Now, does your mom work? Like a full-time job or part-time or?
It's full-time.
Okay.
And then, but like during the summer, she drives me out to TO every day because I dive there.
Mm-hmm.
And so she drives there for an hour and then sits there for 2 hours and then drives back for another hour. And then the argument all started today about how dive every day. And he's like, well, all you have to do is sit on a computer and type with your fingers all day. And then my mom said, well, you couldn't handle my job anyways. And then my dad just lost it.
When you say lost it, what do you mean? I mean,
like, he'll just start saying a bunch of curse words and, like, fuck you and all that stuff. And so then my sister and me just leave the room.
Okay. But how often do you think your mom and dad argue? Or how often are you aware that they argue?
Probably like once a month, but it's usually good, so like once a month, but they usually have little arguments. Like if you like wake him up or something, he's all moody and cranky.
Okay. Now, does your mom drink at all?
No.
No? Okay.
She's the responsible one out of both of them.
Do you know if your mom had been drinking at all tonight?
No. She hadn't. I was with her the whole time.
Okay. And you indicating your mom doesn't drink?
No, she, like, never.
Okay. Now, has your dad ever, you mentioned that he was banging on the windows and he'd broken some glass. Mm-hmm. Has he ever broken or damaged stuff around the house in the past? Like, when he's been upset?
I remember once there's this picture that's in the back of, like, you open the door and it's right there, and he opened the door really fast once, and it broke the picture, and then that's all, that's the only time I really remember him ever breaking something.
Okay. Now, have you ever seen your mom and dad in any type of physical type fights?
No. My mom said he would never, ever do anything like that.
Okay. So,
this was a big shock for all of us.
Okay. So, it was a verbal type argument?
It was verbal, but he was threatening to hurt her.
Okay. So, that's out of the ordinary? I mean.
Yeah. Well, I guess sometimes he threatens her, but never does.
Okay.
To hurt it.
Okay, but you commented that tonight seemed a little different. It was more threatening than...
Yeah, it was a lot different, you could tell. Like, he was really, really mad.
Okay. Now, has he ever physically hurt you or pushed you or anything like that?
Never.
No? What about your sister?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Would your sister tell you if he had?
Probably.
Okay. Would you guys have told your mom if something like that had happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before tonight, when was the last time you remember your dad being, being kind of what you described as being kind of drunk?
I don't really remember when, except right before, like, a week and a half ago. Right before we were about to leave on our trip, they started yelling again. Yelling, but it's never really, you always know that they're like fighting, they're yelling, but it'll just stop and they'll get over it. So that happened about a week ago. But I don't really remember the last time he got drunk.
Okay. Now, has your mom and dad ever like separated, or has your dad ever stayed somewhere else for any extended periods of time?
Yeah. Once. That I remember, and we stayed in the hotel for like one day, and then we went home, and my dad was in the motorhome for like a week, I think. I'm not sure, but
okay. Did your mom ever tell you why this stuff or things that confide in you about, you know, why the fights are occurring, or she just kind of keep it to herself and doesn't involve you guys?
She tells me. She says that because his dad and his brother died and stuff like that, and he doesn't like to share his emotion or say why he's mad or anything. He just keeps it inside, and then he holds all that anger down, and then once it gets like too much to handle, one little thing just sets him off.
Okay.
And he goes,
so that would have been your grandpa and your uncle that passed away?
Yes.
When was that?
That was about, I think, like a year ago.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm not trying to pry or, how did your grandpa pass away?
My grandpa, he had something in his stomach, and they knew he was going to die soon, but my uncle was totally unexpected.
Did you recall how your uncle passed away?
He was a diabetic, and he didn't take care of himself, and just... He didn't think he needed to, and he didn't watch what he ate or anything, and just one day, he took a nap, and then right before dinner, his wife went in to wake him up to tell him it was dinner, and she found him dead, and so that was unexpected.
Okay.
And, like, after that happened, I remember he went and got really drunk.
Okay. So he, Your mom kind of indicated that your dad was kind of upset because, you know, he lost his dad and his brother in a pretty short period of time, so that might be one of the reasons why he gets upset a lot?
Yeah, I think that's why.
Okay.
Like, he never says anything about it, why he gets mad.
Okay. Now, during the arguments, does he ever threaten you?
No. No. He usually doesn't talk to me. He doesn't talk to me at all during the arguments. He talks to my sister sometimes.
How come? How come your sister?
They're closer.
Okay. Is it because why is your sister closer with him than you? Or is it because of age, or is there a reason?
She's more of a tomboy.
Okay.
And so she likes to go fishing with them. And I'm more of a girly girl, and so I like to go shopping with my mom.
Okay. So you kind of bonded a little more with your mom, and
yeah.
your sister, your younger sister,
my
you bonded.
sister's closer to my dad.
Okay,
For sure.
that's pretty reasonable. Now, does again tonight you were on the phone? Well, you're not sure, but you only heard the three shots. You didn't see.
I didn't see anything.
Okay.
I just heard them.
Okay. Did you see? Did you see deputies involved or interacting with your dad at all?
No, my room is completely shut off from the front
mm-hmm.
of the thing. I can't see anything.
Okay. So. Okay. Now, had you mentioned that your dad said that if he had told your mom that if she called the police, he was gonna do something. Do you remember his exact words that he might have said, or something close?
I'm gonna go after them.
Okay.
If you call the police, I'm gonna go after them.
Okay. Now, had he ever made any comments like that before, or did he? There we go. Has he ever made any comments to you in the past about, you know, like attitude towards the police or anything like that?
I know he doesn't like them. I know that for a fact.
Why is that?
I'm not sure. I just know.
I mean,
the comments he makes and stuff like that. Like, he just doesn't like them overall.
Okay. Have you ever, I mean, is he just over time he's made comments about the police that you kind of make an impression on you that he doesn't have, you know?
Well, he has respects toward them. Like, I've been with him when he got pulled over a couple of times, and he's not mean or anything. Like, he respects them for the job they do. He just, I don't think he likes them.
Okay.
But that's my opinion.
Okay. Now, has he ever made threats toward, I mean, other people in the past, other than the arguments with your mom and things like that? Have you ever been out or been aware or learned of incidents where he might have been in fights or made threats towards other people, maybe like other, you know, neighbors or, I don't know, people he works with or anything like that?
I know I got in a fight at a bar once.
Do you know about when that might have been?
I think it was a long time ago.
Okay.
But it was because someone tried to hit him first.
Okay. But nothing, do you recall any type of arguments or incidents with any of your neighbors?
No.
No? No. And have you ever seen your dad ever been physically hurt your mom?
No.
No? Okay. And you told me that he's never physically hurt you?
Well, he's gave me spankings.
No,
before,
but yeah,
that's
I mean,
like
what kid hasn't...
Yeah.
Hasn't that, but nothing...
No,
you know,
never like this.
Okay.
And he's not the kind of guy you would think. I don't know what happened to him.
Okay. Now, did your mom ever tonight ever say about how much she thought he might have drank, or do you know about how much he might have had to drink?
Well, he was like, he said he had one. Well, first he denied that he had been drinking at all, but it was obvious, and he said he had a beer, which was really weird. And then he said he had one beer, and my mom's like, or maybe two, or maybe three, or maybe four. So that's the only like reference.
Okay, so you really don't know.
No.
Okay, but you could clearly tell that
he was drunk.
Could you smell anything on him? I mean, or did you get close enough to where you could smell alcohol?
No.
No. How was he his other than just talking more freely? What? How was he using his words? Was he speaking clearly, or was it?
Yeah, it was kind of like all over. Like his voice changes, like literally, like he's different, and it was just. It was weird.
Okay, so you were you're pretty comfortable saying that he had been drinking, and
yes.
In your opinion, he was what you call drunk.
Yes.
Was he able to walk around and stand up?
I didn't really see him. Well, because the only time I saw him was he had come in the front door and he said, "Dinner's on the table," and so everyone sat down, and then. They started yelling at the table, and I just went into my room, so I didn't see at all after that.
Okay,
so I didn't see him walk
or
anything.
So you really only briefly saw him tonight?
Yeah, the only time I saw him again was when he was banging on the window.
Okay. Now, how did you, were you, where were you, I forgot again, where were you again when that happened?
I was in my room, and my sister had been peeking out of the door, and I peeked out, and you can, like, there's, like, a column, but you can see the window.
Okay, so from inside of the house at your door, you can see the front window?
Yeah, like, I'm here, like, I could peek out my room here, but there's, like, a big support thing,
mm-hmm.
and then the window's right here, so you could see, like, 3/4 of the window.
Okay. And how, you recall about how he's banging on the window?
He was banging out with his fist really loud.
Okay. Now, did your dad ever carry knives or anything like that? Like a pocket knife or anything for work?
No, not that I know of.
Not that you were of? Okay.
Actually, I think he carries a Swiss Army knife.
Okay. But nothing that you're, nothing specific that stands out?
No.
Okay. And after the banging on the windows, when you, where you peeked out and saw him, did you see him again during the incident?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Do you think your sister did?
Yeah. He went in and talked to her while everything was happening. She told me that.
Okay.
He asked her something. I don't know what, though.
Okay. And now, when... And did your mom ever come into your room or anything like that? No? Okay. And she was at various places throughout the house as this is going on?
Yeah.
Okay. And has your mom ever called 911 before?
Yeah. Once my dad, he was on his Harley, and we didn't have much money, and he went to the casino, and he didn't tell anyone because he knew my mom wouldn't let him go. And so we had disappeared for, like, he disappeared that day, and then he wasn't there in the morning, and so we thought something had happened to him, and so she called the police then, and
okay.
they put out a search and everything.
Has she ever called because of like, arguments?
Not that I know of.
No, okay. Have you, other than tonight, have you ever called 911 because of arguments? No. What about your sister?
I think she might have.
Okay.
Like, she wanted to once.
Okay.
I had wanted to once too, but.
Okay. Now, when your aunt, what did you tell her was going on?
I just told her. I said, "Dad's yelling at Mom. He broke something, and there's blood all over the walls."
Okay.
And then that's all I could say.
And then what? The phone? Is that when the phone went dead? Or not dead, but.
And then he got on and then hung up, and then she called again, and she's like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I told her I'm at home," and so then. She hung up, and then I tried to call her back when I hooked up the other phone, and she didn't answer, and so I knew she was on her way.
Okay. And is your aunt up here now?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to talk to her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, did you phone anyone else other than the police, or 911 and your aunt?
No.
Okay. Hey, do you think your aunt's ever, is she ever witnessed any type of arguments between your mom and your dad?
She might have.
Okay. How long is she, well, obviously she knows, she's known your dad for however long your mom and dad have been married. And
she introduced my dad to my mom.
Okay, so she's probably...
She's known my dad longer than my mom.
Okay. Did your mom, after the police came and all that, did your mom say anything to you about what happened, or did she see what happened, you think?
I knew, she knew, and she didn't tell me anything, and I don't think she wanted to, because my aunt started asking her questions, and she told her, "I don't want to tell you what the girls are around," and I didn't even know my dad went after the police with a knife, and that they had shot him until I saw the knife on the driveway and the bullet things.
Now, how, and did you know that because someone told you, or did you just put the formula
I put two and two together. And
oh, okay. And based on what were all the things you put together to figure
I
that out?
I figured if the police came, he was going to go after them. I heard gunshots, and I just, like, looking at it took me a while, and I thought, why is there a knife here? And it just, I don't know, I want to say came to me,
okay.
But...
So that's kind of the opinion you formulated, that
yeah.
you figured that there was something that happened
yeah.
based on the things you, you know, the statements you heard and the things you saw.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did your mom tell you anything about what happened?
No.
Okay.
She
Did your mom tell you what to tell the police when we talked to you?
No.
No. Has anybody tried to tell you what you should say and what you shouldn't say? So
Uh-uh.
it's pretty much fair to say you're being honest and truthful about what
Yeah.
you heard and saw and everything. Okay. Is there anything else you think's important that I should know, or that now you after you've been talking for a while that you remember, or anything like that? I know this is kind of really hard to talk about, and it's, you know, not something that.
Not really.
Okay.
I mean,
About how long do you think the whole entire incident lasted?
felt like probably 2, 2.5, 3 hours. That's what it felt like.
Okay. Is that a normal time length for, like, your mom and dad to argue? Does it go on for a long period of time, or?
Well, what happens usually is they argue for like 40 minutes and then nothing happens. Like, no one wins or whatever. And my dad goes downstairs because, like, downstairs we have not really like a game room, but we have a TV and couches and exercise equipment. And so he goes down there and then my mom goes to her room. And then they don't talk to each other for like a day. And then, but something I remember. Something happened. Oh yeah, that was the time when he went gambling and hadn't told her, and she freaked out. They didn't talk for like a week. They hadn't talked, not like 2 weeks actually. They hadn't been talking. They were really. She was really mad at him.
Okay. Now, did have they the argument's been like this for how long has it been like this? I mean, is there a time where you remember there was never arguments and then it just started, or is there always been
I
kind
just
of,
always,
I mean, ever since
as
you've
far
been
back as I can remember, they've always been arguing.
had some types of arguments?
Yeah, like maybe just little, but there's always been a little bit of arguing.
Okay.
And it's gotten bigger as I've gotten older.
Is it, do you think the, and I guess this is going to be a hard question for you to answer, has it, have the arguments gotten bigger because they're just becoming worse now, or is it because you're getting older and you observe things more, or is that a question you can really even answer?
It makes sense what you're
You know
saying.
what I'm saying? I mean, are
Yeah.
you becoming, you're 13 now, are you
Uh-huh.
perceiving things? Are you becoming more perceptive about your mom and dad's relationship now at 13 than you might have been at 8?
Yeah.
Or do you think you're actually physically getting longer, like they're taking up more time?
I think that it's probably a lot of me just observing things better, but it has gotten worse from like maybe when I was 12 to the time I'm 13, and it's
So
gotten bad.
maybe if you used a reference points of like in and around the time when your grandpa and your uncle passed away, would you from that time forward, has it become the same or more?
It's just gotten worse, like things like they make, I don't know, like their relationship get farther apart. Like when his uncle died and when his dad died, like he wouldn't really talk about it. He just like he'd drink and then he'd show his emotions through like anger and stuff. And then the time when he went gambling, and then it just got worse and worse and worse until it escalated. But my mom, I was talking to her. I talk about it sometimes, like when he's in a bad mood, and she said he would never ever hurt anyone. And
Okay, so he just
she's in shock.
kind of vents, like verbally vents and drinks
Yeah,
and.
like, yeah, he waits a while until everything builds up, and then just one little thing, like no matter how little it is, like someone waking him up while he's napping, and it just, and then all those big things that have came, it just goes,
Okay.
yells.
Alrighty. Well, do you have any questions for me? I know I've taken a lot of your time, and you probably want to get back to your mom and your aunt and your sister and them.
No, not
any
yet.
anything you think el- anything else you think's important that I should know or
Nope.
Okay. You have any questions?
Uh-uh.
No? Okay. This is my card in case if you're kind of like me or a lot of people, sometimes you'll remember things tomorrow or the next day, things you think might be important or just little facts, things become clear. If you want, if you remember it, you can give me a call at, this is my number, and if I'm not there, you can leave me a voicemail message.
Okay.
So if for some reason you're, you remember some fact that you think's important, even if it seems kind of silly, you can call and leave the message, or, if you have any questions about, you know, if anything, I mean, I'll, you know, you can give me a call on that.
Okay.
I won't be the detective handling the case. We just, as a team, help out.
Okay.
But if something comes up and you want a question answered, feel free to call. And you don't have any questions for me?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, again, apologize for asking questions that are kind of personal. And our job's kind of to get to the truth.
Yeah.
And
anything
else. We'll go from there. I'll walk you back up to your sister and your mom. Do you have dive tomorrow? It's what? Almost. No. Do you have any other relatives or anything up here? Other than your aunt?
My grandma.
Are they good? Let me talk with the other detectives.